I wanted to talk about what it's like to be sort of in the middle of the spectrum of introvert and extrovert. There's a little just us weirdos that are known as ambiverts, and I've taken tests on this multiple times, as accurate as the internet can possibly be, but I fall smack dab in the middle. And the funny thing about it is we can be equal parts introvert. We can be very much reclusive or want to just chill out at home and relax and maybe hang out with one person a bit. Even then, there's a solace in just being by yourself and doing all the weird shit you do by yourself and listening to the quiet and being able to like really truly think. And then there's the other side of the spectrum where you want to be around people in the noise and talk and connect and joke around with people you never met before and make new friends. And being both sides of that is very exhausting. And unfortunately, you tend to fall into a bit of a trap within yourself because you have friends that are very addicted to being around you. And sometimes you need to be alone. And it's very, very hard to explain to people that alone doesn't mean hanging out with you quietly watching Netflix. Because I don't feel like I can really just unwind when somebody else is in my house. Like maybe in the future, when, maybe in the future, if I happen to be in a relationship or whatnot, and I'll learn how to accept the fact that, like, somebody else is always going to be there. It's kind of hard to wrap my mind around because even I was talking to a friend about this. Even sleeping next to somebody is very hard for me. I think the last time that I did, I was shocked because I actually fell asleep. Whereas in the past, if I slept with somebody in the same bed, like even just friends, just like, you're sleeping over a friend's house and you're all curled up in their bed and just like asleep. It's hard to get over the fact that A, somebody else is there and breathing and making noises or maybe snoring. Or B, you don't want to take up too much space, I guess. I'm not so concerned with that anymore, but I'm always seem to be so fascinated with somebody else being there and wanting to be there and enjoying being there that I don't get to really breathe. You don't get to really just exist there. I feel like I always need to be on around people. And in my group of friends, I am one of the entertainers, the silly one, the goofy one, the one who can throw the quick one-liners, the jokes, the can think on her feet. And it's not like something I make myself do. It's just some of, I guess, what I fall naturally in, because some of us had to develop a personality through the rough years of middle school. So when I don't want to be on anymore, and when I just want to be by myself, it's really, really hard explaining that to people without hurting their feelings. Or worse yet, is when, on the flip side, when you want to go out and you want to be around people, and you have friends that are not necessarily in the right mindset to just go out and do something. It's very hard to explain why you want to be in a large group of friends, why you want to be surrounded by people and laughter and maybe somebody you've never met before, and be in a situation where you have to think on your feet and talk and make conversation. It's really difficult to truly explain, but I think a lot of articles have been coming out lately on maybe BuzzFeed or the Huffington Post about how to take care of introverts, but I never see anything in terms of the extroverts too, because there has to be some type of balance. I mean, like I don't think that it's very fair to just have to cater to one particular person. I know in the job field and in school, that's not the case, but for freaks like me, having to explain, just depending on your mood, where you want to be, not only in your headspace, but also when you're around other people, is very interesting. But yeah, we exist. And sometimes I feel like it takes me a lot longer to recharge than it ever has because at work, I always need to be on. And then when I'm around my group of friends now, my introverted side has been coming out truly. And sometimes I just want to hibernate and not, I want to be communicative to a point, but I'm very content with being at home or, like ordering out and maybe being in a small group chat where maybe I don't necessarily have to always be the one carrying on the conversation. I know that might sounds a bit needy, doesn't it? But anyway, yeah, we exist and we're here and we're weird. And sometimes we really, really love being around just groups of people. Like, I thrive in a group of people. It doesn't, it, and maybe not every single particular situation, but in a group of people, eventually I kind of step up to the stage and introduce myself and do the best that I can to make conversation and be polite, but also make you remember who I am. Yeah.